Thank you, gents. Thanks, Gary and Durwood. Incidentally, Rosie and I are ready.
Ready? I'm still checking my music.
Oh, you. Well, I'm ready.
Okay, Eager Beaver, start things then.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. You go blaming me for getting amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me.
Rosie, what's on the social schedule for Sunday afternoon?
Oh, maybe a ride out to the country, take a picnic lunch along.
And of course?
Soft drinks in no return cans.
Suspected it.
Why complicate life? You just toss canned soft drinks into your picnic cooler and you're off. Real easy.
How about bicycle trips?
What do you mean?
Well, canned soft drinks are lightweight. You don't want to pedal any extra weight around, do you?
That makes sense.
Canoe trips. Cans are great space savers. You never have too much space in a canoe.
Or in your picnic cooler.
And how about that coolest of all trips, the trip over Niagara Falls in a barrel?
That's going a bit far.
Yeah, that's reaching a little, isn't it? But if I ever did do that bumpy ride over the falls bit, the only kind of soft drinks I'd take would be in cans.
You have a point there.
And on that high note from our sponsor-type friends at U.S. Steel, we roll on.
Down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And all the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare. They don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by.
friends, here's some words and music containing a bit of sage counsel for you all.
Look for this beer and get chewing enjoyment. Look for this beer, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for this beer and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with this beer and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Now to a song that has a far back, honestly sentimental content. And a mood and a feeling that, it doesn't seem to me that present-day songwriters come up with too often. I think it's a lovely melody, and the words disclose a charming little miracle, the tender little miracle of scarlet ribbons.
I peeked in to say goodnight, and then I heard my child in prayer. And for me, some scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were closed and shuttered, all the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons. Not one ribbon for her hair. Through the night my heart was aching, just before the dawn was breaking. I peeked in and on in gay profusion lying there. Lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 200, I will never know from where came those lovely scarlet ribbons for her.
Sleeping, you remember the other day we were kidding about the fellow who thought he was getting such terrific mileage on his car. He was getting some 38 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, that's the guy who's getting such marvelous mileage, but he didn't know that his wife was putting gas in the car.
That's right.
Too.
He had help from a little woman, and he was pretty elated there for a while.
Who wouldn't be getting all that mileage?
Well, he didn't get it.
Well, that's not the point. The guy felt good for a while, so what's the difference? Actually, his wife helped his morale a great deal. The wonderful thrill while it lasted.
Yeah, he was a big man gas-wise until the bubble burst.
Well, anyway, I have another similar case, and so is a Lulu.
Would you drop it right here in the mic?
Had to. The other night, a lady down in Memphis left the car lights on, and naturally, the battery commenced to run down. The husband saw the lights on, so he gave the typical lecture.
Yeah, the typical lecture, about 8 miles long.
Rosie. Anyway, this fellow went outside, and he just barely managed to get the engine started. So he left the motor running to build up the battery.
That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, when your wife leaves the car lights on, runs the battery down, if you're lucky enough to get it started, leave the engine on. Recharge the battery.
That's right. That's just what this fellow did, Bing. But, you know, he happened to forget that he left the motor running, you see.
Uh-huh.
So, when he woke up the next morning, he not only had a dead battery, but an empty gas tank.
Tragic.
I see that now. The car ran out of gas. The switch was on, and the battery really went dead this time.
That's what happened, Rosie.
That's the way it is with all you mechanical geniuses. You got to handle everything. There you are. If this man had left that car alone, he would only have a weak battery. But by taking over and acting the big shot, he not only has a dead battery, but he had no gas. You fellas aren't so smart after all, are you?
No, I guess not.
Well, no. Pretty stupid.
Oh, boy. Mm. Let's have some music. You know, there's much to be said for two automobiles for two people, if they're man and wife.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all. My advice, we're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine. Best that we do. Here's a kiss. I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Play something for us now, huh, Bing?
Why not? We never know Buddy's mood, you know. Whatever he feels, he plays.
He's very temperamental. But quite good, I think.
Oh, quite.
Yes. Bing, let's have a little conference.
Why?
We're not seeing eye to eye on things, you know.
Well, that's natural. We're both rugged individualists. We both seem to have strong opinions about things.
Well, maybe we had better just call the whole thing off. What do you think about that?
Let's kind of talk it over. See if we can have a little meeting of the minds. Come to some agreement that's not so drastic.
I'm agreeable. Let's talk it over.
I say either, and you say either.
You say neither, and I say neither.
Either.
Either.
Neither.
Neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. I like potato, you like potato.
You like tomato, and I like tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
Oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart.
So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas,
I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we should call the whole thing off. Laughter, and I say laughter.
You say after, and I say after.
Laughter.
Laughter.
After.
After.
Oh, let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla, and I like vanilla.
You sarsaparilla, and I sarsaparilla.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Pistachio.
Strawberry.
Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart.
So you go for oysters, and I'll go for oysters.
I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling all off. Let's call the whole thing off.
We must toddle along now, Rosie.
We'll return Monday, friends.
Oh, we'll toddle back Monday for sure. See you then, friends.
In Porgy and Bess, they sing, "A woman is a sometime thing." But here on the CBS Radio Network, we consider the ladies all important. That's why three times every weekday, we present Betty Furness in Dimension of a Woman's World. Now, these features are chock full of helpful hints. So ladies, take this hint and listen.